I have been receiving requests from my listeners and my community to do an episode on how I became an entrepreneur. In today's episode, I will take you in depth into how I've become a full-time entrepreneur. It is my utmost desire that my story can be an inspiration to many and may help you decide to take your own leap of faith, but more than that, what actions to take in order to become one. It has been quite some time since I've recorded my last episode, and I'm glad to reimagine my podcast with renewed enthusiasm and desire to be connected with you with some stories of my life. I felt that I should provide you with a glimpse of the many facets of who Nikki Tang is. Without further ado, let's deep dive into the question, what led me into become a full-time entrepreneur? Most people who know me know that I grew up in an entrepreneurial family, learning the trade at a young age in our family business, which is a hardware store. I grew up in a conservative Filipino-Chinese family, and I am the oldest of six children. Perhaps you can imagine the pressure I got to live up to my parents' expectation, being the eldest. I would help out in the family hardware store during school breaks and weekends. I started handling small tasks such as cashiering, keeping track of the stocks and inventory, and knowing what vendors supply the items in the store. As a child, my parents emphasized discipline and hard work in me, teaching me that running a business is not easy, but to ensure that the business is profitable is even harder. From then on, I already knew that I was going to be an entrepreneur, ending up in the beauty industry and becoming one of the biggest beauty entrepreneurs in the country came as a nice surprise. I said that my entrepreneurial journey came as a nice surprise because my business has nothing to do with the course I took in college. I'm a graduate of BS Manufacturing Engineering and Management from DLS UTAP, and the usual career path for that course is either a supply chain analyst, industrial designer, manufacturing engineer, or even a professor. But I did not choose that path. Following my graduation, I started my own business venture in the dental industry, particularly in oral care. Were you surprised? Totally understandable. It was not easy, and it meant a struggle for 2 years. But I was determined with my journey. Then came the catalyst to the beauty industry. You know how I truly value the inspiration from my mom, right? I practically grew up learning about the beauty industry from my mom. She was the one who gave me valuable information from a top dermatologist about the breakthrough anti-aging product, and it immediately sparked my interest. It dawned on me that this could be a better business opportunity than oral care, and the excitement became an insatiable hunger for success. I thought that it was an opportune time to disrupt the beauty industry. I conceived the idea of helping Filipino women feel beautiful, confident, and empowered. Then, Beautypreneur was born and has remained a key value creation driver for DMart Beauty and Derm Asia Corporation to this day. My greatest pride comes from being able to establish a foothold in the female community with our company. In current times, these companies have evolved to encompass not just all things about beauty, but to broaden our scope for wellness and health. The idea that anti-aging is a better opportunity than oral care did not just remain an idea. Even if you come with an amazing idea, you still have to put in the hard work needed to make it work, and you will still need to work hard for years to see any success. So what did I do? First, I forgot about being an overnight success. One of the biggest truths that people need to understand before becoming an entrepreneur is that one can never become an overnight success. You need to do a lot of work before your venture takes a turn for the positive. Even companies like Amazon and L'Oreal took years to get any recognition, and the majority of companies take 5 and up to 10 years to take off. Before becoming an entrepreneur, it is very important to let this feeling sink in. Now next, I started with what I have. Starting a business with limited capital requires a shift in mindset. I am not saying I had little or zero capital when I started, but what I did was to consider the resources necessary to make my goal a reality. In my case, the business that I created fused and became part of the family business. When I said start with what you have, it does not mean only the financial aspect, but also try to consider your skills and experiences, what you can do or what you have done in the past. On my part, I have the entrepreneurial skill learned from the family business at a young age. You can take into account your knowledge. What are the things you know? This is what you've learned about the business you are planning to venture on, or perhaps the training and what you have learned from college or university, or it could be the training you were exposed to in an industry for quite some time. There's a wide array of things that you can take into account when starting a business, aren't they? You can look at your tangible resources. What do you own and what do you have access to? I think this is the logical path to go when you are starting a business. If you have a small capital, don't be discouraged. I know a lot of entrepreneurs who started their business with little or no capital at all, but are earning six figures after 5 years. As I've said, it's all about the mindset. Stop sabotaging your financial goals, and once you adopt an abundant mindset, you will feel less stressed with money. The third one has something about the people around you. Isn't it wonderful to have the right people that will support you? While you might be the brain behind your business, without the right team, you cannot make it reach the point of success. So don't be afraid to get help from family and friends if you still cannot afford one or two. I am mostly sure they will be willing to chip in their time. It is important to remember them when your business becomes a success and provide them supervisory positions if they want to stay with you in the business. Remember that we cannot do it all on our own and thus need help. Now the fourth is connections. Take into account who you know. My entry to the beauty industry was made possible by the connections that my mom had. Power comes from combining with what you have with who you know. Take stock of relationships you have with others, map out your network of connections, and consider how your connections could enable you to use what you have more effectively. Having been able to build two companies already, I am sure you would want to know what are the feelings and experiences I had and are still encountering to this day. Definitely, it was not all smooth sailing. Believe me, with all the smiles that you can see on my face, there were several setbacks. Taking the leap of faith led me to where I am today, the CEO of DMARC Group of Companies composed of DMARC Beauty and Derm Asia Corporations. Starting a business isn't what you think it is. Building a business from the ground up is a lot of work. You're likely going to be more invested in its success than you would working for somebody else. I am sure those who left their 9-to-5 jobs will resonate. Because you're invested in the growth of your startup business, you find that you don't have as much time for your personal life as you'd like. Most entrepreneurs I meet say they're almost always on the clock because there's so often something to do. So they struggle to do it as they run a company for the first time. Did I experience the same thing? Of course I did, and it almost brought me to the brink of failure. Having a business of your own would almost bring you to a dreamlike feeling of achievement. But you don't stay in that zone or even dare to go there because you can become irrational and inconsistent. When I became an entrepreneur, I encountered so many things that any weak-willed individual would have already given up. I must admit, I lost some money at the start. It's nerve-wracking, really. But I have to make a rebound, otherwise, I will not be able to recover. Usually when things don't go as planned, we are disgusted, and when these emotions set in, we act irrationally. When we act this way, more wrong things will happen because our logical mind is clouded. Sometimes, those wrong turns become the very thing that makes the business successful. What I did was I dug deeper. Being an entrepreneur takes a lot of social, emotional, and physical energy, and all these combined causes burnout. Handling a business would require high levels of those energies over a long period of time. I was tired, cranked, and emotional at the earlier part. I wasn't able to do much, no matter how good my self-care is. At one time, I even blamed myself for taking some days off to refresh, and things went wrong for the business when I'm gone. It was about an importation of some supplies that got stuck because of some logistical issues while I was away. I did not enjoy that vacation, but I learned a very important lesson there. I have realized that these things happen and I'll just have to stay focused. From that problem, we learned to have a buffer of inventory and not order at the last minute. It pays to have a good inventory system. I opened myself to change. If you are not open to change, or maybe believe that you are one of those who are already perfect, this can be the most damaging attitude in your quest for success. Nobody's perfect. Being an entrepreneur brings myriads of effects to society. I am able to create jobs and employment opportunities. I'm able to give back to my favorite charities, and I'm able to foster hope for the less fortunate people. This brings me the satisfaction, the joy in giving. Entrepreneurship contributes greatly to the economy of a country. If you like what you're hearing, I would like to invite you to join my community so that you are informed in advance of new episodes and therefore would not miss any episodes. The link to join my community will be in the show notes. Going back to my entrepreneurial journey, you probably would think that I have no more time for my family because of the work that is entailed in being a CEO. I agree with that premise if I don't practice time management and work-life balance. However, I made sure that I will have time for my family and, more importantly, for myself. For most business owners, creating a work-life balance is kind of elusive. I have discussed work-life balance in my fifth episode titled, "Is Work-Life Balance Really an Elusive Goal?" If you have not listened to that episode, the link will be provided in the show notes. If you have not subscribed to my podcast, please do so with your preferred podcast platform. Be sure to leave a comment or a review on each of my episodes. Entrepreneurs thrive on hustle culture. It's what keeps them going when times are tough. But it can also quickly lead to burnout and even mental health issues if the problem isn't addressed early on. That's why work-life balance is so important for entrepreneurs. You need to find a way to stay driven while also making time for yourself, the things you enjoy, and the people close to you. When you're so immersed in your work around the clock, it can be difficult to notice that you're neglecting your work-life balance. Most of the time, you don't notice until it's too late and you're already feeling tired, unmotivated, and burned out. What I did was to schedule personal time on the calendar. If you make plans after work, make sure you honor the schedule you created. Many entrepreneurs have a hard time saying no to things. Whether it's taking on additional work, traveling to conference, or accepting a last-minute keynote invitation. While capitalizing on your opportunities can do wonders for your business, it's also a one-way ticket to burnout if you're not careful. Get comfortable in saying no and prioritizing yourself above anything else. Be sure to create boundaries. I am an avid traveler and would like to experience a new environment. During my personal time, you can find me settling down with a good book or an engrossing film. But what I would like to do most of all is spend time with my family. My two boys are my light, and I always remind myself that they will always be my number one priority. Being an entrepreneur is an incredible experience, but like any job, it comes with its fair share of challenges. Having the skills to manage those challenges, including establishing your work-life balance, is the key to growing and managing a successful business. Now that I've established myself as an entrepreneur, I'm always on the lookout for the latest innovations. As a beautypreneur, I focus not just on the business of aesthetics, but also on the business of empowerment. Women empowerment is one of my personal advocacies. To my mind, the beauty business is a form of empowerment for women. With innovations, solutions, and technology that enhance the beauty of women, women become less self-conscious and less afraid to put themselves out. They can gain confidence with beauty. For me, I have learned that self-confidence is essential for recognizing our worth as women and caring about where we want to go in life. As a woman who faces different challenges, I consider this my calling. I also support social causes and will continue to do so given the opportunity. Among those is the Philippine Cancer Society and Angels for Street Kids, an organization that gives service to marginalized kids and elderly folks. Moving forward, I'm channeling towards aggressive online distribution channels, bridging the gap between business to business and business to consumers, and probably opening an aesthetic training academy to support our clients and customers. I envision the training academy to offer industry updates and innovations whereby they can create their own private label. It will also be an avenue to penetrate certain market segments and gain a foothold in the logistics industry to be able to transport goods efficiently. Eventually, I would like it to be my legacy for showing compassion, understanding, love, and beauty. I want to ensure that my business is set up for success in a way that whatever is thrown at in the future, it will come through with grace, grit, and glow. And my biggest dream is to eventually leave the company. This has been an exciting episode for me because I really want you all to think outside of the box and start on your own entrepreneurial journey yourself. If you're enjoying this so far, I would love for you to leave a review and share it with your friends and connections. I will also be reinventing my Facebook Live series through my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond with Beautypreneur Nikki Tang soon, and I would love to see you there soon as well. Thank you all for listening. Lots of love, Nikki.